Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
Welcome to Beyond the Press Release, a production of Goracom, in which we take the time to speak with small cap executives after they put out important news. If you're an investor that loves soccer, or the Puritan way, football, as the English say it, and sports in general, you're going to love this interview with Imagine AR, who have just signed their first English soccer team to an augmented reality contract slash partnership. Now, for those of you who are wondering, hey, I love sports, I love soccer, what's augmented reality? All you got to know is this. Apple CEO Tim Cook said, augmented reality will play an important role in how we use technology in the future and promise to be as influential in our society as the smartphone. In the future, people wonder how we live without augmented realities. That's what you need to know. The global market expect to skyrocket to over $330 billion by 2028. That's a growth rate annual. We call that CAGR of 46%, which is monstrous. Now, Imagine AR isn't just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. They've got all sorts of clients. We can't go over all of them, but because this is a sports interview, Valencia and Real Sociedad, two of the biggest soccer teams in Spain, Club Atletico Mineiro, Brazil's soccer champions of 2022, the Baltimore Ravens, Ronaldinho, the great soccer player through his Jet Media app, so on and so forth. They've done amazing things. And what's the press release today? Imagine AR announces first UK professional soccer client, the Queen's Park Rangers, who I grew up with, launching an interactive mobile augmented reality fan experience. That's a mouthful. AP, welcome back, my friend, and congratulations.
Thank you, George. Good to see you. I like to start with the baseball hat. Thank you very much for reaching out. And yeah, we're pretty excited about it. So, what team is that, by the way, George?
It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's the only sports hat I've got because I figure it's a sports-themed interview. So at least I'm going to try and contribute to it, you know?
That's pretty good.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, we're pretty excited.
So first UK team. Hold on. First UK soccer. This is big. Because, you know, this is the biggest league
in the
world.
Tries,
how big is this, buddy?
So many tries to get there. This has been a couple of years in the making of the UK. We've spoken to quite a number of teams, and the mobile app, the leading mobile app developer there is Urban Zoo, and we've spoken to their chief commercial officer a number of times also, and we've been probably talking to QPR probably close to 2 years. So the good news is the tipping point was the CEO at QPR is a big Ravens fan. And then he saw everything that was going on with the Ravens and then basically went to his team and said, we want to do the same thing here in our fan zone and expand on it and engage our fans. So that actually was kind of a good hit that from the Ravens, that's how we got QPR. And we're already in meetings and discussions. They're putting the content together as we speak. So we're hoping they're actually going to launch it before the end of the year, for sure. That's what it looks like. It's pretty
fast. They're moving because soccer season is underway. I think they're like 12 games in or something like that, a little more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. But so we've already been working with the mobile app developer. Urban Zoo has a number of teams and obviously some very well-known teams. And the way they're structured, it's a good opportunity because if we can get QPR up and running in terms of their architecture, it can translate easily to all their other clients in a very quick manner. So it's a good opportunity.
I'm going to touch on that in a second because I love that side from the expansion. But let's talk about QPR first. By the way, I think they're one of, if not the oldest soccer clubs in England. I mean, I grew up with them. They're a huge fan base around the world, right? They're a big fan base. What are you doing with them specifically? Can you give us some specifics as to what you guys are going to do together?
Well, you know, they've come at us. We're working with the chief commercial officer and director, Ewan Inglis, and they want to duplicate pretty much what we've been doing with the Ravens and do it with their fan base. They have a location called the Fan Zone outside of the stadium, and they want to focus all their activations initially in the Fan Zone. So we're working with them to obviously do the holograms, as always, but there's some other things we're looking at, and they've taken a really deep dive into what we've done with the Ravens, the new sweepstakes, which we'll discuss with them. So they're really going to structure driving traffic and fan engagement at their fan zone building and then grow from there.
So for soccer fans, QPR fans, people who don't know what we're doing with the Ravens, kind of give us a couple of layman's examples. So here's George. I got my two kids. I go to the QPR fan zone. What kind of things is your technology going to enable me to do so I can further engage with
the team? They haven't announced it yet, so I just have to speak generic to our specific plans of what to do. But again, I mentioned the fan zone, which wasn't, you know, I think it was mentioned in the press release. But certainly holograms will be a key part of it. And then other activations related to AR as well, whether it includes highlights and games of the week and plays of the week and that kind of stuff, where I can point at whether it be logos, pictures, images, and then immediately deliver a highlight film or some activations, and also deliver potentially coupons or other rewards for doing it. So it's going to be a mix of all our AR. Our SDK is pretty solid at this point. You know, it works. And the ability to share everything into social media as well. So it's pretty well set in what we offer. And again, we've been talking to them for a few years, so it's nice to see that finally we have the opportunity to work with you and Paul and the whole team over there in the UK.
And Ewan, by the way, who I'm reading the press week, he's the commercial director of Queen's Park Rangers Football Club. I love his quote. He said, "We're really excited about the engagement opportunities with our supporters, fans, that partnering with Imaginaire is going to bring." And then he goes on to say, "AR is such an immersive technology that the enhancement it will bring to our match day," which hey, in North America, well, game day,
right,
"and digital activities is significant, and we're really excited about that." So that's a great quote.
Absolutely. He wrote it himself. Yeah. Nothing from me. That came up direct from him. So yeah, we're pretty excited. And like I said, the CEO is very supportive. Ewan is very supportive. Their team over there. Our phone calls have been a lot of enthusiasm. So I think this is going to be a good program. It's nice to have, again, like the Ravens, where they take the lead, they self-publish, they do everything themselves, like they do everything on the platform. They want to really take control and get this up and running themselves and really deliver some unique engagement and some sponsorship opportunities. And certainly as our first UK team, pretty exciting. And I'll be waiting to get the swag in. So next time I'll put on a QPR jersey for you, just so you have the Dallas hat out of the QPR jersey.
We got a better idea. Send me the QPR jersey. Expansion now. You talked about the fact that it's taken you 2 years to break into English soccer. You've been talking to a number of clubs. I would love it if you could give us more insight of that. I don't know if you can. But here's the first question I had was, because I'm a business guy, saying, okay, now that you've broken into English soccer, is this open the door for more? And your quote says the following. Urban Zoo, the QPR app developer, is one of the leading UK soccer team mobile app providers. And we're expecting this winter launch will be a showcase of our augmented reality sports fan platform to this league and other leagues, including Premier League, obviously, in the UK. How important is it that you're working with Urban Zoo, who, you know, is kind of like the go-between, right? Because they control the apps of so many big UK soccer teams.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say, here's my question, is it fair to say that this goes well, it operates the way everyone expects it to, and we have no reason to think it's not going to, that it could realistically open the door to other big English Premier League teams?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on point. There are a number of their clubs we have been speaking to along the way as well. So I think with this as the first, you know, integration with one of their clients, it gives them a good comfort understanding of our tech, our platform, and the capabilities of it, as well as what it takes to integrate. And because the way they've built their mobile apps within a shared environment, I think once this one goes out, works, and is successful with QPR and ourselves, it certainly opens up the door for additional conversations and a relationship with quite a bit of the other clubs. So, I mean, they have quite the list of clubs, some highly regarded ones we've spoken to previously. So we're pretty excited that certainly QPR has been the leader in this. They want to do it. They contacted us directly to say, let's get this going. We want to do it. Our CEO is very interested in it as well. So basically what we're doing with the Ravens, they want to kind of do the same thing within the app, drive fan engagement. And I think that will lead us the path with having a relationship with Urban Zoo, then continue to go and see what other clubs we can approach, demonstrating that this one is successful and demonstrating the ROI as well.
Devil's advocate. I always get devil's advocate. How's the relationship with Urban Zoo? For example, is there a chance that Urban Zoo looks at you and says, who are these guys? They're putting apps into our apps with the soccer teams.
There's always that opportunity. Yeah, but certainly when we had the conversations, I reached at very high levels because we have spoken to them previously. We had a number of discussions over the last 2 years along the way. So there's a very cordial and respectful relationship between our organizations. at very high levels. So again, it's a matter of delivering it, making sure the integration is successful. Everything can work in our self-publishing platform. As you know, George, it's any client can create their own AR activations as they need instantly on our patent platform. And if all that goes well, I think it leads us the path to success for additional opportunities together with them.
Awesome on the soccer side. I'm going to say, let's go to football, which is American football, okay, and talk about the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens, who are doing the, seems like a big sweepstakes kind of AR project with Verizon. What is that? Talk to us about what's going on there, and how big is it that Verizon is sponsoring this, which is, you know, your technology is the backbone of.
Certainly, that's the big win for the season. I mean, Ravens have been a wonderful client to work with. The two people there, Chanel in digital social media, as well as Dave Lang, as well as Kevin Rocklitz as the chief revenue sales officer. They've been extraordinarily supportive. Last year was our first year together. Got Verizon to sponsor this year. And certainly, that's a big win to have Verizon's name and running a sweepstakes with us based on our technology to the fans around the world is pretty awesome. Verizon being the size that they are, willing to put their name on it is pretty, you know, a great endorsement, you know, in a way that they were supportive of it and wanted to do it. And through the season, we've had great activations. Certainly, we've seen a response from the fans as well as some of our investors. I think the quality of the AR activations, the holograms this year, have been far and above beyond anyone's that have been done previously with any other clients. And that, again, has all been done in conjunction with the Ravens, not only by the way they've recorded all the holograms, but also the way they implemented the sweepstakes and the integration to the app. So it's a good win. Obviously, it helped in terms of getting QPR as well, but it gives us some good confidence going forward to demonstrate that capability with Verizon's name on it. And I think that will help as we go forward with our sales funnel to gain additional traction in different areas and different leagues, not only in North America, but around the world.
And I've got to assume, AP, that you're talking right now. You've got active discussions with a number of teams in different leagues who are watching all this, and it could at any moment, you know, tip a few over the finish line and say, okay, we love what you do with the Ravens, or we love what you do with QPR. Let's go, you know, the Dallas Cowboys. I know I'm not saying I'd love it if it was, but, you know, is that,
do you have a good pipeline there? It's a good one to point to. That's for sure. It certainly helps in a sales discussion to demonstrate that, hey, just download the Baltimore Ravens app. Here it is. Go do the sweepstakes and see it and enjoy it. So that'll do it. And it'll be nice to have QPR on the link. And again, what we discussed last time is expanding beyond sports also, not just focusing. Obviously, sports is a great area, but I think there's some traditional opportunities in traditional kind of areas, whether it be education, healthcare, other retail, that we are going to be aggressively going forward with in terms of market targets and areas we want to grow significantly in the 2024 year.
Private placement. Did a nice private placement, and that's saying something because it's been a very difficult market for small cap companies to raise adequate funds. It's been a real challenge for them. What can you tell us about the group did the private placement with you? Because this doesn't seem like just the run-of-the-mill private placement.
No, this has been a great one, George. You've been very instrumental in helping and supporting us through the years as well. And this is a group of long-term investors, really solid in looking at not only what we have, but the potential market going forward. So to have that kind of commitment and actually invest in the private placement with this, you know, the normal holds of 4 months plus, and really putting in an amount to help us try and achieve our goals sooner now that we have, you know, white powder and we're really targeting some of these new opportunities I've discussed with you. It's really great to have a very supportive group of investors around us, very interactive, offering us new opportunities, discussing what we're doing, giving us new strategy opportunities. It's really probably one of the best groups we've ever worked with, and we're really excited and blessed to have them with us to take us on this journey as we go forward now and into 2024 and beyond, and very supportive long-term investors. So that's the good news. They're here for the long-term, and that's how we like to work with organizations and investors. So even again, it's retail, not institution, but a full commitment to the long-term with Imagine AR.
It's great to see good strategic investors who are not just, you know, flipping paper to keep the warrant, which is what we see so much in the small cap space. Yep. So that's awesome. Last thing, kind of, you know, at the bottom of one of your last press releases, but I saw the USA escrow announcement, the Southern US escrow announcement. Does that have something to do with the immersive entertainment center that you talked about earlier this year in the Southern US?
Yeah, most certainly they're all tied together. We, you know, I've been looking out at new market opportunities, and I think the LBE market, as it's called, which is location-based entertainment marketplace, has a major growth opportunity, I think, in 2028. Again, it's not as big as AR, I think.
What is location-based entertainment? What is an LBE?
So an LBE is what you do is you have a location. It could be, you know, small, 15, 20,000 up to a couple hundred thousand, that you have immersive entertainment experiences. They could be projection rooms, like if you remember when the Van Gogh was out running and you were going to a Van Gogh environment and being surrounded by music and visuals. That Van Gogh alone in 1 year, I think, did $250 million. And what you're seeing now is these immersive centers where you have VR game rooms, you have potentially escape rooms, you have other kinds of rides and interactivity available to you in one location. Now, either you pay a one price to go in or you pay per entertainment engagement, whether it's rides or attractions. So it's an area we've been looking at solidly this year, and something we're looking for is an expansion that allows us to go into direct-to-consumer opportunities, but allows us also to drive significantly more revenue based on direct-to-consumer relationships rather than doing B2B relationships. So it's an area we're excited about. AR could play a great part of that as well, leveraging AR into these environments, these immersive experiences based on what we have in our platform. We can add on some really great consumer engagement opportunities, whether it be scavenger hunts, whether overlays of what the rides or attractions are in there. I don't want to get into it at this point, but it's an area we're targeting. So that's something we're focused on as well in a big way, where the number and revenue potential is significantly higher rather than just on the licensing deals. So if we can do the blend of the licensing, whether it's sports, entertainment, retail, and other areas, but also have the opportunity to do direct consumer opportunities in those areas and LBEs, I think it's a great blend and high growth opportunity for the company going forward.
So it sounds like there's more to come potentially from this, because you did issue a press release earlier this year about a 50,000 potential plan, you know, big square foot immersive entertainment center. And now you talk about this Southern USA escrow announcement. So is it fair to say that there's some kind of discussions going on, or is this just an idea that's being hatched still?
Exactly. What else would you like to discuss, Josh?
Hey, I got to ask, right? Because I know everyone's at home is going to be thinking, hey, George, ask more. Like, what the hell are we talking about here? But
exactly.
I'll take that non-answer as an answer. I'll take that non-answer as an answer. And that's all I got for you, man. I mean, look, great day. Queens Park Rangers. I grew up with that soccer team watching them. Great name. Huge following. First English soccer team. Great financing. I think it's a great way to us kind of to re-engage, because it's been a while since we've had you on. I think last time was in the summer, right? So I think we'll have you back. It's mid-November-ish right now. You think we'll have you back sometime before?
I don't know, George. We'll see as we go. And then if we have anything that's obviously material, then we'll be back on. But I'm not going to predict or forecast anymore. Right now, we're just grinding away. We're appreciative of our investors. Our long-term investors have been extraordinarily supportive and helping. And as we continue forward on our goal to be one of the top AR companies, software companies, and providers in the world, I think that's really still going to be the target. The SDK is solid. We have the LBE opportunity, which I discussed, which I think is a great opportunity for a company like us with our platform. And we'll see what else as we go forward. So took some patience. It's always the tortoise and the hare, and you know, you got to grind it out every day. But, you know, things are looking, we're certainly optimistic going forward, but we'll continue to put our heads down and continue to work hard. And it's nice to have the Ravens having successful programs out every week.
Yeah.
It's something we all could point to and look at and demonstrate for potential new prospect opportunities as well.
Well, my friend, no, thanks for joining us again. Congrats on always, pardon the pun, but moving the ball down the field. So you're doing a great job moving the ball the field. Can't wait to have you back.
Very good. Thank you very much, George. You enjoy the rest of your day, your week, and hopefully we'll speak sooner than later. And thank you very much for all the investment support. And I thank all our investors for your patience. and our new investors that came in and joined us. And lastly, I'd like to thank my wife, who had enormous patience with what's been going on and keeping me going forward and supporting me. And she's been absolutely wonderful. And I thank her myself at the end of this video for all she's done. And let's go, IP.
Yeah, beside every good man is an even better woman. And let's not forget about Mama Silverstein. All right. Make sure you say hi to her. Make sure you play this clip for her next time you see her for lunch or something like that. Say absolutely. Hi to her from George. And for everybody at home, you've been watching or you've been listening to my podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform. To Alan Paul Silverstein, he's the CEO of Imagine AR, trades in Canada under the stock symbol IP. For our friends in the U.S., IPNFF. Guys, if you believe in the future, augmented reality, virtual reality, immersive reality, all those new realities that we're seeing that are coming forth right now, Meta's got the new goggles, Apple's coming out with their Vision Pro. We know this is coming, and I read you the quote from Apple CEO Tim Cook earlier, and I'm going to remind you again, the global AR market is expected to reach over $330 billion just 5 years from now. If you believe in that, interests you, then do your due diligence on Imagine AR. Start on Agoracom, then head over to the company's website, and hopefully today you discovered your next amazing small cap company. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. See you next time.
Hey guys, this podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform, so you will never miss another one great Agoracom Small Cap Podcast.